two pilots are dead after a fiery plane crash yesterday just outside Bethel. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Alaska State Troopers have identified the pilots who were on board the Hägglunds Cessna 208 Caravan as Derek Cedars, age 42 of Bethel, and Gregory McGee, age 46 of Anchorage. Cedars was Hägglunds' lead pilot in Bethel. The pilots were not carrying passengers. They were on a training flight that went down about 30 miles southeast of Bethel near Three Step Mountain in clear and calm weather. Jim Hickerson is president of Hägglunds Aviation.
It's a tough time for everybody in our company, a tough time for our families, and a tough time for our pilots. And so with our deepest condolences on behalf of everybody in Hägglunds to our pilots' family.
The crash happened at 3:56 Tuesday afternoon. After the plane was reported overdue, a pilot sent in a report of seeing burned wreckage. The Alaska Army National Guard in Bethel dispatched a Black Hawk helicopter with local fire personnel and Alaska State Troopers on board in an attempt to locate survivors more than 3 hours after the crash.
There was still a little bit of smoke, but there was no fire to extinguish at that point.
Chief Warrant Officer 2 Paul Jones is with the Army National Guard in Bethel and was on the mission Tuesday night. Troopers found a large debris field surrounded by charred willow brushes. The team was on site for 2 hours and planned to return to the scene Wednesday afternoon. 24 hours after the incident, the National Transportation Safety Board has sent out an investigator. Chris Shaver arrived in Bethel and was headed by helicopter to the crash site. He says the NTSB is in the earliest stages of investigation and does not know what caused the crash. A couple days of on-scene work will hopefully provide some clues.
We'll look for the initial impact points, where the airplane ended up coming to rest, you know, angles, measurements, distances, you know, between those points can give us a lot of clues as to how fast the airplane was going, what attitude it was in when it hit the ground.
Hägglunds' Jim Hickerson says the company is providing investigators access to training records and documentation.
We've spent many, many hours since last night looking at ourselves, and right now we do not have any information as far as what may have caused the accident.
Hickerson met Tuesday with all of the employees in Bethel and will speak with the pilots' families. The company closed its doors Wednesday at the Bethel station.
It's a day of remembrance, a day of reflection with our staff, and we plan to open our doors tomorrow.
The NTSB expects to publish a preliminary report in about 5 days. The full report could take 6 months or a year. Hägglunds Aviation flies under the banner of Raven Connect, a company operated by Raven Alaska, formerly known as ERA Alaska. 4 people died in November when an ERA Cessna 208 Caravan passenger flight crashed outside St. Mary's. The exact cause of that crash has not been determined. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.